Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? I mean, one minute you're riding high, feeling invincible, and the next minute, bam, you're plummeting into a pit of despair. That's just life, right? But what if I told you we could actually learn to manage those emotional swings, not let them manage us? That's what we're diving into today, understanding and working with our emotions to actually achieve lasting happiness. Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Now, before you think this is some woo-woo, touchy-feely session, let me assure you, it's not about suppressing your feelings or pretending everything's rainbows and unicorns. It's about getting real with ourselves, understanding the root of those emotional triggers, and learning healthy coping mechanisms that actually work. Think of it like this. We all have these emotions. They're part of being human. But just like a car needs a good mechanic to keep running smoothly, our emotions need some guidance and direction. So, what are some key takeaways from this emotional roller coaster ride? First off, let's talk about awareness. The first step to managing your emotions is recognizing them in the moment. You know that feeling when you're getting frustrated or anxious. Pay attention. Notice the physical sensations, the thoughts running through your head, and even the facial expressions creeping up on you. This might sound simple, but it's surprisingly powerful. When we become aware of our emotions, we gain a sense of control over them. It's like having a dashboard in your car that tells you exactly how fast you're going and what gear you're in. Next up, let's get practical with those coping mechanisms. What do you do when those emotions start to overwhelm you? Do you scroll through social media for hours? Binge watch Netflix until your brain melts? Grab a pint of ice cream and hide under the covers? While these might seem like temporary fixes, they often lead to more stress in the long run. Instead, try things like going for a walk, journaling, practicing mindfulness meditation, or connecting with loved ones. These activities can help you regulate your emotions and create a sense of calm. Here's something else that's super important. Don't be afraid to seek professional help if you need it. There's no shame in reaching out to a therapist or counselor. Just like we wouldn't hesitate to see a doctor for a physical ailment, we should prioritize our mental health too. A therapist can provide you with tools and strategies to manage your emotions effectively. Remember, happiness isn't some magical destination we stumble upon. It's a journey, a continuous process of learning, growing, and adapting. By understanding and working with our emotions, we can navigate this journey with more grace, resilience, and ultimately, more joy. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're at work, deadline looming, emails piling up, and your boss breathing down your neck. Stress levels are through the roof, right? You feel that familiar knot in your stomach, your heart starts racing, and you're about to unleash an epic rant on anyone who comes near you. But then, you remember what we talked about today. Instead of spiraling into chaos, you take a deep breath, close your eyes for a minute, and visualize yourself in a peaceful place. You focus on the calming rhythm of your breath, and slowly, that knot starts to loosen. You remind yourself that this is just a temporary situation, and you have the skills and resources to handle it. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, be aware of your emotions. They're there for a reason. Second, develop healthy coping mechanisms that work for you. Third, don't hesitate to seek professional help when needed. And lastly, remember that happiness isn't a destination, it's a journey. Keep learning, keep growing, and most importantly, keep showing up for yourself. All right, everyone, that's it for today. I hope this episode gave you some valuable insights into understanding and working with your emotions. Now, go out there, embrace those feelings, and don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from it. Until next time, keep chasing happiness, one emotional step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.